Welcome to a series of podcasts about Brexit and European artists living in the UK. I'm Paul Murray from Wishbone, and I have with me here the lighting designer and photographer, Carl Oscar Serdal. Welcome, Carl.
Thank you.
So, you've worked in theatre, dance and opera. You've recently done lighting design for Richard Alston Dance Company.
That's true.
You've worked on some Gilbert and Sullivan for the Grosvenor Light Opera Company. And I also see you've worked on a tour of Les Mis in Norway. And you've even worked at the Blue Elephant Theatre in Camberwell, where Wishbone, Karen and I, developed our own show, Interference, back in the day. Here we are. You are living in London. You're a Norwegian. So, how do you feel about the Brexit vote?
I think it's a step in the wrong direction. I think European Union has been a great sort of asset of the whole Europe and collaboration between the countries, not only in economics, but especially in culture, moving things around, tours going across borders all over Europe. And for me, I've been in Germany several times with different productions, which means I can just sit on a train and then suddenly I'm there. Compared to, say, the lovely America, where you need a visa to enter the country,
and sure,
it's a bigger problem to sort of do that. And also for me, especially with education, I was able to just pack my bags and move in.
So, but obviously coming from Norway, Norway's in the European Economic Area. So was that any different than coming from an EU country to London? You don't need a visa then to come to London from
Don't need a visa. I think there's a set of agreements between Norway and the European Union,
sure,
which works in favours for both ways. We have pretty much the same agreement as being inside the European Union, but we can't vote on any of the matters. And then you can travel freely, you can work freely around all of Europe. So for me, it was just literally moving across the border and no paperwork or anything. The main difference, obviously, is my fee to go to university was three times English students and any other one from any European Union country.
I mean, this is what, you know, all the academic institutions are dreading in this country, because, you know, they rely on people, non-British people coming to university, and the fees are going to be astronomical. But, yeah, so that means if I want to go to Norway and tour my show, then I have rite of passage.
You have rite of passage. You have right to work and live in Norway. So that's not a problem. We've even, like, in Norway, we benefited from the European Union with European companies coming to us and doing their shows and touring in the UK, in Norway, I mean, which obviously makes the culture bigger and more diverse.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe we'll become a part of a larger artistic European economic area where we can come and go and do our shows. I don't know. Going back to London now, have you worked recently with any artists who've been, you know, feel that they've been really affected by the Brexit, or any who were glad to leave?
I've not heard anyone being glad to leave yet. Where I work at the place, the majority of students are from England, but there's a large portion of European countries being represented, and also in the dance company, Richard Alston Dance Company, half of the dancers are from European countries. So if there's a complete, now everything is over, like half of us need to leave, essentially, and that would obviously damage everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know anyone in the arts that saw a Brexit as a good thing.
No,
I don't imagine it would be.
I haven't met anyone yet who does, but maybe there is one or two out there.
maybe.
The last person we interviewed about Brexit was the theatre artist Patrizia Paolini from Italy. And she sort of is in a total quandary about whether she should stay here or not. I mean, she's Italian, so not Norwegian. But, you know, she really feels that us going through the Brexit process is going to wear down and eradicate all these cultural bonds that we have with the rest of mainland Europe. So she's very, very angry about it. So yeah, I was just interested to know, you know, if you were working with anyone who was, you know, was of a similar mind.
I've had quite a lot of discussions with other people about this whole idea of why don't we just pack up and leave, because no one wants us here. But I don't think it is no one wants us here, because if you look at the statistics, and especially in London, they want us here. So I think as a microclimate of London, there's no one here, or there's not a majority in London that wants the Brexit. And I think even though London is part of England, I think it's sort of sheltered in that sense, that it's not able to fully commit to a complete Brexit. I don't think England is can do a fully Brexit.
But what do you think is the worst thing that could happen if we finally Brexit goes through?
I think the worst possible outcome of this is it's like a total Brexit, like Britain leaves the European Union completely and becomes separate to the degree like any other country around the world, where suddenly everyone from the European countries and the economic areas suddenly are illegal immigrants, where potentially we all have to leave or apply for a visa to stay. But I think the sort of what would happen if that happened is so big that it can't happen. There's so many people sort of carrying this country. And it's not like only people from the European countries making England work, but it's been that way for a long time. There's so many of people like me who's here working. Even in the arts, like we're at the place where Richard Lawson Dance Company is based. Yeah. There's so many of in like the offices around that have come to England to do their education and stayed, and it's part of the country now, and it's been there for such a long time, and it's doing jobs that obviously anyone can do. But if we all packed our bags and left in one go, there would be a catastrophic ending to England. I think it's
difficult to imagine, really, isn't it? Because the old idea of national borders is defunct now. I mean, the national borders have a different meaning.
I think to as time is sort of with internet happening in the last sort of 15-20 years, the distance between two countries is getting smaller and smaller, and it's opened up opportunities, and it's not closed any opportunities, I think.
So if it does happen, though, if it does happen and we build those walls, what action do you think as artists that we could possibly take?
I think the actions need to be done before this happens, because I think politicians especially, no one actually wants to handle this at the moment, it seems like. But I think everyone needs to see that leaving the European Union is a bad idea. But I think if I was saying to some of my friends, like, what if we just stop working for a day? Like, everyone from the European Union that lives and works in England just don't show up for work for one day and just see what happens. Because I think the impact is so extreme and so big that people would suddenly understand why it's a good idea to stay, and why it's a good thing that so many of us are here. I don't think it's a space problem, because if you look around in England, there's just farmland everywhere, so you can't blame it on overpopulation or anything. There's no valid, in my opinion, no valid sort of argument to sort of say we should close the borders.
Do you think it's within our DNA as artists to carry on organically working together, even if these sort of strange national boundaries start to be put up again?
Yeah, I think it, as an artist, I don't think borders really matter, and I don't think the sort of, so obviously there's political art, and we fight for our own rights and our own meanings, but at the same time, working with other people from other places is a sort of development process for us as artists. And I think even if the Brexit goes full crazy, I don't think it's going to stop collaborations across Europe with England, and I don't think it's going to stop people coming to England and working with the arts in England. I think the art on its own is so powerful, and there's so much in the whole society just going to arts as a sort of relief and something else that's not political. But I think it's going to continue on, and I don't think too many people would leave if they feel like England is home. I wouldn't leave.
Oh, well, that's very nice to hear, and that's very moving. That's fortified me greatly. Thank you very much, Carl.